All right, now good morning to you guys. I'm Deidre Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Happy Friday to everyone. All right, now following what I said, I never told these faggots in the United States I would give them half of my money. No way. All right, now that's to the Lord, but I have a simple solution to the delusional United States. All right, now please listen to the previous recording about how the United States lynched me, tried to frame me, took me through torture, war crimes, as these faggots, these bigots, and these buttholes like house walls that didn't exist to justify cruelty, to hide cruelty, to acknowledge cruelty, to acknowledge the racism and shitholes like Obama, despite house walls being debunked. You know, why won't they stay the clown behind their wall? They keep popping their asses up. Stay behind those walls. Lord Jesus, stay behind those walls. Oh, God. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Lord Jesus. I thank God for the Lord Jesus. Okay. I'm not giving the United States half of my money, right? I don't know who told these clowns that. I did not agree to that. I did not say that. No way. I'm not giving the United States half of money it cannot make. I have a solution to the United States because I'm not giving these races and these shitholes like Obama and T.D. Jakes and Oprah them. All right, now they talked about children, housing, walls. All right, now kids, as far as like, you know, trying to lie down that of age with a faggot dick nut group to stab me since I want nothing to do when I'm going to the bank. They popped their sorry asses up at the racist, tried to kill me. He did try to kill me, put me on the streets. All right, now twice. All right, now he kept lynching me for 10 months. All right, now 9.5 months. All right, now for 317 days, he lynched me. This year, he lynched me. He dried up my work this year. He was trying to put me on the streets again because his racist old clown ass called the Klan, trying to frame me and got caught, and they lynched me for 5 straight months. They dried up my work all the way from April all the way up to September, all the way up to August, right? I didn't start working again in September. So I was 5 months without a paycheck because they were trying their best to make me homeless. They're trying their damnedest to make me homeless. They're doing everything they can to make me homeless this year after doing torture war crimes against me last year. What's up? I'm not giving these racists and these faggots half. I'm not giving these shithole and buttholes like Obama and T.D. Jakes and them half. I'm not giving America half of my money. I said no. I have a simple solution to the United States, sir, right now. I'm going to Israel, all right now. Jesus willing, I'm going to Israel, China, or France. I'm going to make them an offer that's so good they won't refuse. I'm going to make Israel, China, or France, all right now, so an offer so good they won't refuse. No matter who gets on the phone and cries and screams, no matter what senator, congressman, it's not a knock at Trump, but no. All right, no matter who gets on the phone and cries and screams, I'm going to make Israel an offer that it won't refuse. I'm going to make China an offer that it won't refuse. I'm going to make France an offer it won't refuse. It can't refuse. No matter who cries on the phone, they won't refuse it. No matter who screams on the phone, I promise you they won't refuse it. In no time will they refuse it. As these racists got caught trying to frame me at the international level, got caught trying to frame me calling me niggers. At the international level this July, got caught calling me niggers and got caught trying to allow me and frame me. After the best investigators in this racist nation looked at me for 3 whole years, and right now with not a instance of evil because of that evil, no capacity and no way. They looked at me from all sorts of ways, from whole to gross to disgusting, and to even a lie that Brother Kate, oh, nasty old self, tried to tell. We'll get to Brother Kate in a second. So I'm not giving the United States half. I did not agree to give the United States half. I am not giving the United States half my money. It cannot make, it cannot create. You got these dumbass racists keep saying, well, they search stuff, then go search stuff and make your own fucking money, right? What a clown ass joke this is. So right now, we're gonna get to that in a second, all right now. By Jesus' goodness, point out money. The Lord blessed me with money. I don't have the ability to make no $1 million, but Jesus does, and he gave it to me. I kissed the Lord Jesus' feet. I extolled the Lord Jesus. I exalted the Lord Jesus. I lift the Lord Jesus up. I do not have the ability to make no $1 million, but the Lord has surpassed in no $1 million. I didn't tell these faggots, these racists. I didn't tell these baby-killing, murdering racists not one time. That be Biden, his crackhead son. I didn't tell these racist shitholes and torturers like Mitch McConnell, depraved, decrepit racists that lied to the whole world about racism, housing walls that don't exist, that they tried to justify their cruelty. They filmed me being out on the streets. They kept filming it while they were lynching me, making me homeless, and lied to the world about walls. I write now houses that don't exist as their daughters flood the Freemasons. I'm going to the bank. Don't have anything to do with these clown-ass racist shitholes and these big-ass ear shitholes like Obama, T.D. Jakes, and these assholes like Oprah talking about housing walls and children, not a child. I mean, woman. I write now that the Lord blessed. I write now through the Holy Spirit. They write now that the money was earned fair and square. You got shitholes and assholes with everything and these faggots on the news that want to hand out tonight getting shit. All right, that's not me talking junk. All right, now I just said what I went through. All right, now it's free to be nice and it's free to be menacing. Yeah, right now, it's the sin to get rich people gifts, right? What's up? United States got caught trying to frame me because I'm not a criminal. United States got caught trying to kill me because I'm not a criminal. United States put me up on the street and Biden, the Nazi murdering racist that you put in there because he did not win 2020. I firmly know he did not win 2020. Who are you pulling that on? You're right. All right, now that you put in there, you won that Nazi in there so bad. All right, no, that's the word. All right, now I'm not trying to cover up his crimes and lie while you try to frame. You cover up his crimes and lynching. You cover his war crimes and torture. You cover up his crimes of, like, you know, trying to kill me. You cover up his crimes of drying up my work and doing war crimes against me. You cover up his crimes of trying to frame me, which is a felony. You cover up his hate crimes. His hate crime took to lynch somebody for 317 days. It's a hate crime to call the Klan to say less or own somebody and destroy their future. It is a federal hate crime. This man got caught in phone calls plotting against my life, and me and said he wanted me hanged and just allowing this nigger and get rid of this nigger. It's a federal hate crime to torture somebody, but he did all those things. The United States is so shitty, awful, and racist. All they do is hide the criminal acts while trying to frame me, clearly after looking at me for 3 years with no criminality, because I'm not a criminal. What's up? I'm not giving this racist country, these racist people, these shitholes like Obama, these assholes like T.D. Jakes, or any other jackass faggot that's on the news with the problem. I'm not giving you money. As the United States stand up boldly and say they will lie. As the United States stand up boldly and say they will try to frame. As the United States stand up boldly and say they will not have integrity. As the United States went over there and start murdering people in Israel and Gaza. Does that make sense? Because despite them having a conflict for all these years, nobody was fighting until a racist started bombing the Middle East and burning children alive and decapitating men and women and taking them hostages. All right, now, kept planning to bomb the entire Middle East, trying to level and destroy it. There was no fighting over there. Does that make sense to the United States? So right now, the Nazi racist murder you put in there, start using U.S. tax dollars. Does that make sense? All right, now, to kill people, all right, now, of color over there in the Middle East, right now, about like the trick with the COVID vaccine, about China trying to help people for free. You talk shit about China, you say you're so afraid of China, but why is it that the racists and right now do all the crimes, and right now that's for the war, and the shitholes like Obama and all them? I mean, what's up, right? I don't understand this, and right now, that's for the war, right? If you're gonna call a spade as far as like the murdering Nazi baby killing racist and his crackhead son, you gotta call out assholes like Obama too, that will put their foot on your neck and try to keep you down. Does that make sense to right now? Because they want your failure means they get the shine. He's so stupid. All right, now, I'm not giving United States money. No. I never agreed to give United States half. I'm not giving United States anything. No. I did not agree, right now, to, I don't want to, housing, well, it's great, stay from behind them. Oh my God, you know, you faggots, go away. All right, now, bitches be gone, right? Bitches be gone, right? You goddamn faggots, go away. I am not starting it, right? You can't make, I mean, what's up? I didn't say that. I'm not giving the United States half of my money. I have a solution that the United States, you know, will solve all this, right? I have a simple solution to it, right? United States got caught trying to frame me because I'm not a criminal. United States dried up my money this year for 5 months. I didn't have a paycheck. The United States trying to make me homeless again. They try to put pressure on me to steal from me. Like the United States was trying to kill me last year, trying to put me on the streets over and over again after 10 months of homelessness and 2 days of sleeping outside in a car. United States filmed it and sent to the whole world, and they didn't say anything. United States and these racists on the line sent this to the whole world, but they didn't say anything. United States had racist monitoring my whole line, but they didn't speak up and say nothing. As they were lynching me, trying to frame me, starving me, humiliating me, and embarrassing me, doing torture against me and war crimes against me, while these shitholes filmed it, trying to steal from me, sent it to the whole world, trying to sell speed and accuracy. All right, now, well, they filmed me sending me to the whole world, but they didn't admit to trying to frame me. They didn't admit to lynching me. They didn't admit to starving me like some wild-ass animal. They didn't admit to putting me out on the streets. So right now, I had to sleep in the car. They didn't admit to drying up my work, and I got videos proving that they did. They didn't admit to they got busted on the phone calling me niggers and black bitches to say they breaking my black ass. They didn't admit to doing none of that, but they kept filming it, trying to make a fool of me and trying to make me look stupid and send it to the whole world. They so fucked up the racists. They sat there for 10 months knowing they were lynching me. They sat there for 10 months knowing they were trying to kill me. They sat there for 10 months knowing they were trying to frame me. They sat there for 10 months knowing they were trying to starve me and drop my work. Knowing they were sitting there for 10 months knowing they were trying to, lynch me and humiliate me and embarrass me. Knowing they were sitting there for 6 months doing their torture and hate crimes against me. They sat there for 6 months and they filmed it. They sat there for 6 months putting it across the live stream. Even brother Kate watches me every day. Kate Middleton, William said Kate Middleton watched me every day. He called her a fan. He said, Kate Middleton watched me every day. Kate Middleton listened to everything I say. Every TV show I watch, Kate Middleton watched because she watched my stream. Every wrestling match I watch, Kate Middleton watches. This is insane and it's sick, right? All right, now, so, you know, despite this man saying frame me, despite Kate Middleton calling me niggers and black bitches and saying let Biden frame me, despite Kate Middleton plotting against me, despite Kate Middleton doing all these things, why is this man sitting there with his Adam's apple and his anger and his white shoulders watching me? I don't quite understand it, but said that Kate Middleton watched everything I do and I say and tried to twist up something. I'll get to that in a second, okay? I did not say I would give the United States half of my money. I am being calm, right? I'm saying no. Does that make sense? I will happily go over to China, Israel, China, or France and make them an offer they won't refuse, and make them an offer so good they can't refuse, and make them an offer so good they will no way in hell refuse, and make them an offer so good on God's green earth, no matter what racist ass clown or what butthole the United States get on the phone crying and screaming, Senate, Congress, or whoever else. It's not saying I have a problem with Trump, I don't. But no, I'm not giving the United States hell. No matter what I do, does that make sense to right now? That's Florida right now. They will still won't say no to it. I make you, Israel, China, or France to offer so good, one of these countries, that there's no way in the hell they will reject it. They won't care who get on the phone. They won't care. I promise you. It won't be nowhere near half. It won't be touching half. It won't be in the stratosphere half. But I promise you, it'd be so substantial, it'd make the whole nation, including the governments, you know, smile from ear to ear. It'd make the governments immensely rich and the people have some money in their pockets while giving multiple and multiple, you know, even quadrillions and quadrillions of dollars into their pocket. I would make these countries an offer so good that won't touch hell, that they will not refuse for the United States. They will not turn down for the United States. I make this offer so good it'll knock their socks off. I make this offer so good they won't reject it. I make this offer so good the whole Congress and Senate and everybody that's in the United States government get online. They will laugh their asses to scorn and still take it. I'm going to make the offer so good they in no way in hell will reject it, no matter what Matt Faggot in the United States is dumbass and delusional enough to think I would give your stupid asses half. No. That's the solution. Right? Jesus willing. I'm going traveling soon. Right? I go to China, Israel, or France. I know I'm going to leave out my information because I'm going to make them an offer so good, especially China. I write Israel a check regardless of quadrillions of dollars. I promise the Lord. But I will make the, you know, China an offer, or France an offer so refused, even Israel. I make these, especially China, I will make these offer, countries an offer so good they won't reject it. They won't refuse it. They won't turn it down. They won't say no. They won't turn away. They don't give a damn who cries. They don't give a damn what faggot cries and screams. They don't give a damn what faggot gets an attitude. Ooh, got an attitude. Ooh. All right, no, you sweet asses. Does that make sense? Right, no, they don't care what faggot behind that wall. Having a problem, stay behind your walls with your problems. Stay behind your walls with your delusion. Stay behind your walls with your greed. Stay behind your walls with your jealousy. Your faggot asses are not getting anything. You don't beg me for something despite lynching me. You stole stuff from me and enriched your households. You stole stuff from me and enriched your crappy families, your crummy families. You stole stuff from me while you were lynching me. You stole stuff from me while you were filming it and trying to embarrass me. You stole stuff from me while you dried up my work and made me homeless. You stole stuff from me and enriched your dumb families. Does that make sense? Why you're trying to steal from me and lie howls and wiles about my own money? You stole stuff from me as you got up. You kept lying to the whole world about wiles that didn't exist, trying to justify your cruelty and your racism and your harshness and your callousness and your Jim Crow lynching. You stole stuff from me as you callously enriched your asses, stealing my work, all right, now that the Lord Jesus did through me. For me, does that make sense right now? You stole my work from me as you lied to the whole world about hows and wells that didn't exist to mask up your racism because you know you're racist, to mask up your cruelty, you know that you're cruel, to mask up your awfulness because you're assholes, you just got finished murdering, you know, and decapitating Jewish children and burning them alive over in the Middle East that didn't do shit to you. You some nasty ass racist, right? These shitholes like Obama, right? All right, no, that's what I say. You are doing all of that to me. You enriched your dumbass families. You stole stock to enrich your families. You stole stock that you didn't, you took your stock from, you stole stock from up under me. And you took it home to your houses. You didn't say, you know, that you would offer me some. Does that make sense? I didn't ask your ass for anything. You were stealing from me. Remember that. All right, no, that's for the Lord. And right now, or so you felt. All right, now, when you were stealing stock from me that you had to pay for, so you didn't steal shit, you dumbasses, but as you thought you could steal stock from me, as you thought that you can take from me, as you thought you could disenfranchise me, as you thought you could take me and enrich your dumbass families, as you stole money and took it to your houses, nobody clawed it back from you. Nobody's going to give your asses any money. You already enriched your families as much as you're going to enrich them. I'm not extracting fraud in the United States, no. I'm not enriching you horrible-ass racists and shitholes like Obama and T.D. Jakes and them, no, and Oprah and them, no. I'm not doing that, all right, no. What's up? You're not getting half? No. I'm going to go to China and make them an offer so good they won't refuse it. I'm going to go to China and make them an offer, all right, now France or Israel. I'm going to go to China, all right, now and make them an offer they won't refuse. I'm going to go to China, God willing, Jesus willing, I pray the Holy Spirit order my steps in Jesus' name. But God willing, I'm going to go to China and make them an offer so good they won't refuse it. I'm going to go to China and make them an offer so good they're not going to care who gets on the phone and cries. I'm going to make China an offer so good no matter who tries to smooth them, they won't have enough ever in their country to, you know, make them smile. United States won't be stupid enough to get on the phone and try to get them to reject it. I'm going to make China offer so good. Does that make sense? The government and the people will not be able to stop smiling for a whole century. I'm going to, or even longer, for 1,000 years, they won't stop smiling, I promise you. I'm going to make the Chinese people and the Chinese government an offer so good. right now, no matter what shithole get on the phone in the United States, these faggots like, you know, Mitch McConnell and all them or whoever else, right now, this outgoing baby murdering bigot Joe Biden, right now, his crackhead son, whatever else shithole in the government, and right now, it's not a knock at Trump, but no, I'm not giving the United States hell. I'm going to make China offer so good, so awesome, so spectacular, they won't refuse it, they won't decline it, they don't deny it, they don't care who get on the phone and cry, they don't care who get on the phone and pout, they don't care who get on the phone and throw an attitude, because it really is not going to matter with that type of money, what you feel. What you feel don't matter with that type of money, so they're not going to care about what you feel. I'm not taking a reduction. You know, fuck you racist assholes, you shitholes like Obama. I'm going to go make China, France, or Israel an offer that they won't refuse. Or, excuse me, Israel, China, or France an offer they won't refuse, they can't refuse, they never will refuse, and they're not going to refuse, period. I'm not taking a reduction. Nope, I'm going to go make China an offer it can't refuse. I'm not going to give up my money. I'm going to make China an offer that it won't refuse. I'm going to go find my own country. I'm not going to take half or a reduction. I'm going to go make China an offer so good. It's not going to refuse it. It's not going to turn it down. It don't care about your tears. It don't care about who you are. It don't care about what you try to put up. Does that make sense? Because it likes, it's like this. Does that make sense with that type of money? No matter what measure you try, it won't hurt China. I'm going to make China an offer so good. That's not nasty, okay? The racists start murdering people in the Middle East. I don't hear about the Chinese people murdering people. They actually get the COVID vaccine away for free. I don't hear about them bombing other countries. I don't hear about them starting to burn babies alive and see the intelligence to keep shooting bombs. They're so fucked up and racist. United States got that shit going on, not China. I added France in there and Israel there too because I realized that these racists have done so much fear-mongering, these shitholes like Obama. People have fear, so I said Israel and China too, right? But I'm going to go make these countries an offer so good that they won't refuse it, so good they won't turn it down, so good in your delusion, no matter how much you cry, what attitude you have, or how much you, you know, shake your sweet asses and get mad. They don't give a damn about what you feel, and they're not going to refuse it. What's up? I said no. Just as sure as Jesus lived, no. And you got caught trying to frame me at the international level, too, because I'm not a criminal. No. For my own money, no. You assholes, you know, made money off of me. You stole from up under me while you were lynching me, making me homeless, starving me, trying to frame me, humiliating me, and embarrass me, doing torture and war crimes, you asshole faggots like walls that don't exist. Stay your punk asses behind your wall. Go the fuck away, right? Go away. Oh, my shit, you faggots, go away. Bitches be gone, right? Divas be gone, right? Ugh, divas, I mean, go away. All right, no, that's the Lord. Goddamn divas, right? Goddamn faggot, go away. All right, now, so I'm going to make these countries an offer that they won't refuse. All right, no, that's what. See who cares about your faggot tears. I'm not giving your asses hell. No. Good morning. All right, now I didn't start it. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but thank you guys. I'm not trying to fit in with these faggots. They keep popping their asses up begging. I said no. All right, now you already erased yourselves. You took your stock home to your house that you stole from me as you were lynching me. All right, now, you know, ask them about all the stock they stole from up under me. Ask them about how they were trying to enrich their sorry-ass, dumb-ass families while they tried to steal my money. Plus, they start trying to steal stock. They're so racist and fucked up. And these shitholes like Obama and T.D. Jackson. Ask them about all the atrocities in Oprah. Ask them about all the atrocities they did to me as they kept trying to enrich their nasty, shitty, horrible asses despite having everything. Ask them about how they took all that money home while they were trying to steal from me and making me homeless and drown up my money. Ask them about when they were calling the Klan they were trying to steal stock from up under me. I'm not giving your asses shit, I promise you. I'm going to make China offer so good it won't refuse it. It's not going to care about your faggot tears. It's not going to care about your diva attitudes. It's not going to care about your disposition. It's not going to care about what you wake up and feel. They're not going to care about what you feel. I'm not taking a reduction. I'm going to make China offer so good it won't refuse it. It can't refuse it. And no matter how much you cry, bitch, you moan, it won't refuse it. I promise you. Jesus willing, right? Good morning. All right, now, as far as Jesus willing. All right, now, I hope that you guys will have a great good morning. As far as Brother Kate is concerned, yes, Brother Kate. All right, now, I won't tell you. You can listen to the previous recording on this one. Say, all right, now, William said Brother Kate is stalking me. Now, here's William saying in Shrek, all right, now, saying Brother Kate tried to lie something disgusting. And here's a picture of Princess Diana. You know, she was the most photographed woman in the world. American tourism, I've made a point that American tourism like this, all right, now, American, let me explain what I was talking about, all right, now, the American fossil fuel industry is a reliable income as much as the taxation model. America has had quadrillions of sales domestically and internationally, right now, for oil, from oil companies, all right, quadrillions, hundreds of quadrillions of sales, plus a revolving tax system, plus a robust tourist industry. You attracted Princess Diana to bring her boys to Disney World in the United States, right? That is really something to say. Does that make sense? So clearly, you know, America has a robust tourism industry. America has a viable tourism industry. So your tourism industry has been as good to you damn near as the taxes and the oil. I write no, that's for Lord. I write no for the last, you know, over 100 years at least. Does that make sense? Okay, that's for Lord. That's the point I was making. But Brother Kate Middleton has been watching me. Brother Kate Middleton has been stalking me. Brother Kate Middleton has tried to make up lies and, you know, evil about me. Brother Kate Middleton has tried to make up atrocities. Brother Kate Middleton watches every show that I'm watching. I'm watching wrestling now. But I'm going to put on Miss Baxter. Brother Kate is watching wrestling now. All right, I'm going to give it to you like this. This is real. If I'm watching Divine Revelation of Hell, Brother Kate's seen it too. Because he watches everything I do, right? Ask William if I'm lying. Brother Kate listens to everything I say. Even according to William, he said, you stalk her, but you hate her so much. You stalk her. You know, you really are a fan. You stalk everything she say, but you really hate her. Why do you keep stalking her? Brother Kate stalk everything I do. Brother Kate stalk everything I say. Brother Kate tried to make up a gross lie about William and his brother and his mom, right? The statement said something gross and disgusting. He sat his ass there and tried to twist something. William put a long nose up and said she lied about what picture was online. And all right, now this is the picture of William and his mom. All right, now actually mentioned in the clip. All right, now it's down below. I left it down there. Does that make sense? All right, now William caught Brother Kate lying because he checked for himself. William caught Brother Kate lying because he checked for himself. And William went to my page and my website for himself. He caught Brother Kate lying. He said that Brother Kate was lying. He called the green, mad, and jealous. There are three posts by William below that he just posted this morning. He said, people hate how much you shine. When you call out somebody's bullshit, they get mad. He put up an angel halo and he said Brother Kate was lying and that she mad. Okay. I didn't start with Brother Kate when he tried to make up something gross about William as a child. I didn't make up. Brother Kate try to say something perverted about his mom and bringing his brother and him to Disney World when they were children to outline the type of attraction that the American tourism industry is for people all across the entire world. Even A-listers like Princess Diana. I am not starting this. So Brother Kate tried to make up something perverted about me. I'm getting to the gist of saying, all right, now the showdown. I'm not starting it. The show that I'm not instigating it. The show that I'm not being mean. The show that these racists in the United States are guilty and lie. That it's some type of white outrage that I'm just so rude and mean and I'm not starting it. I'm not being rude. I'm not being mad, nasty. Remember, now I went over to, I've been lynched by the United States and the racists in it called me black bitches and niggers, making me homeless while they enriched their dumbass family while stealing stock from me, while also trying to steal my money from overseas. The United States so fucked up and shitty, right? All right, I'm not going to bite my, while the United States said it will lie and hide the crimes that Biden did against me as they tried to frame me and pretend I'm a criminal over and over again for 3 whole years. They caught Biden being a criminal over and over again because he is a criminal. He even murdered and burned children alive. He lynched me, did war crimes and torture against me. He dropped my work. When I was going overseas, that this racist piece of shit had lynched me for 317 days, he called shithole Middleton family and said, block me from going to the bank and do something about this nigger. We can't let this nigger have this money. And Brother Kate, by proof, by admission, said that he got involved and blocked me from going to the bank. I've had been lynched in the United States for 317 days. I ain't do nothing to his Adam Apple, bad built, you know, hard face, broad shoulder, you know, man ass with all his gray hair. Brother Kate's hair is completely gray. Brother Kate's hair is not chocolate brown like that. It's completely gay. Brother Kate's hair is so gray, it's like a cotton field. If you don't believe that, ask William. Brother Kate has to keep that down the hair because he has gone so great from being evil. He's gone so great from being evil at 42 years old. Has gone so great to be evil. Yeah, we're all three of us the same age. William is 42. I'm 42, and Brother Kate is 42, but he's the oldest, right, Brother Kate? All right, no, he's the oldest. Does that make sense right now? When Brother Kate, Carol Middleton, and another militant sucking William's dick, and there are three militants that suck William's dick. I was being nice, and clearly I've sat on this for a while, ex-William, right? All right, now, clearly he didn't tell me, because I talked about Carol Middleton, and then people had outrage and said I'm so mean, and I had to wind up explaining, because Brother Kate and his family got the story crying foul. Okay, Brother Kate tried to lie about a picture of William when he was a child with his mom and his brother, and William saw the picture and said, that you are lying. It's just a picture of me and my mom and my brother. Does that make sense? All right, now that's what his brother, right? All right, now so Brother Kate tried to lie a gross lie on me. Brother Kate watched everything I watch. She watched everything I post. She watched everything I say. We even said she sit up on the stream all day long and watch. She sit up on the, what they call it, YouTube, said she watched it all day long. Said Brother Kate watch me every hour of the day. She never turns it off. And if she have it off for a couple of minutes, she run right back to it and watch me some more. Ask William. He starts saying she was obsessed with me. It's weird. What's up? Okay. Brother Kate saw me make a post on my website. All right, now, as far as the tourism industry in the United States and Prince William, all right, now, little William, Prince William, his mom, does that make sense? His little brother at Disney World in Orlando, not the UK Disney World, they came to the United States to go to Disney World because of the American tourism having that much power, right now, and that much pull to people from across the world. And, you know, countless others came to Disney World, they saw Princess Diana there, they flooded across seas to come over here too. You better believe it. Does that make sense right now? But she brought them to Disney Orlando. She brought them to Disney in Orlando, Florida, not to the UK Disney, because I'm sure there was one, but she brought them across the water to go to Disneyland. Does that make sense right now? Because the American tourism industry. Okay, so I posted a picture to show that the American tourism industry attracts all types, including royalty, right? Okay, Brother Kate saw that post and tried to twist it. Brother Kate saw that post and tried to make it something disgusting and perverted, despite it being William, his mom, and his brother in Disney World with nothing perverted or weird going on. Brother Kate saw that post and repeat everything that Shrek say. Brother Kate gave me so many AIDS tests, you would think he was testing his own blood for AIDS. Brother Kate gave me so many AIDS tests based on straight line, all sorts of whole lies about me, because he tried to latch on to anything wanted me gone so bad and hated me. I got enough money, I don't have to use a man to suck a man's dick, and my family don't have to suck a man's dick. I can go find the country. I ain't got to play games with nobody. Does that make sense? Okay. How is it that you three Middletons are sucking your own brute with Prince William's dick, right? You notice how, I mean, clearly I'm not guessing. I've known this for quite some time. See, it's not just Carol Middleton and Kate Middleton that was sucking William's dick. I just proved that did not start it. Kate Middleton tried to, you know, nasty up a picture of William, his mom, and his brother. Brent coming to Disneyland tried to make it something gross and perverted. He said his man, back built, wide shoulder, broad shoulders, Adam's apple neck ass there and started attacking me. Started to make something gross up and disgusting. William Hill said, no, that's not right. He said, it's just a picture of me and my mom and my brother. She didn't post anything bad or wrong, right? But Brother Kate tried to lie that it was something bad or wrong. Brother Kate tried to twist up something about William as a child, which is ridiculous. William is 4 months older than me, right? We're the same year. But, you know, talking about the tourism industry, trying to latch on to every lie that Shrek tells, Brother Kate sat his ass there feeling some type of way and tried to take a dive. All right, now, ask William about Brother Kate taking these dives. Ask William about Brother Kate trying to take these runs. Ask William about Brother Kate taking the first dive. I didn't do anything to Brother Kate. Ask William about Brother Kate sitting there watching everything I watch, trying to twist something up, trying to twist anything up. Like Shrek stalks me. Brother Kate stalking me for real. See, Shrek can't see the stream. Brother Kate can see the stream. Said, William said, Brother Kate watched this stream of me all day long. And people like saying they watch YouTube, Brother Kate watching it too. He said she watched it all day long. She could barely be away from me for a couple of minutes. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. It is really something, all right? Now, that's the Lord. You know, like, she ain't been doing no events. You know what? You notice why Brother Kate has not been sick with cancer, trying to stick in there, and he ain't doing no events. All right, now, he stayed home watching me so obsessed. God damn it, right? Trying to find anything that he could twist up, all right? Now, if you don't believe that, actually, William said, rarely is she away from that stream unless she sleep. It is really something. All right, now, so Kate Middleton watches me all day long. Kate Middleton listens to everything I say. They call the stream of me YouTube, and Kate Middleton, unless he's, like, you know, sleep, right now, that's what, he's on that stream watching me. He's on that stream listening to me. He's on that stream watching my post. That is weird as fuck, what William said every day, every second. Unless, give up, Brother Kate, even when he's eating, he's watching the stream. Unless he's sleeping, that's the only time he's away from the stream. So Brother Kate watched me and tried to twist something up about me posting a picture of William, his brother, and his mom at Disney World. Does that make sense? A picture of William, a picture of his brother, and a picture of his mom. Then Brother Kate tried to pervert it up despite William being older than me. Nothing gross, disgusting. I mean, it's ridiculous. Nothing gross, disgusting about the tourism industry. Okay. All right. Now, I tried to be nice. All right. Now, I did not start it. Somebody tried to smear you. I did not start it. No gross or disgustingness. The FBI and the federal government, a nasty-ass racist, looked at my ass from top to bottom to left to right. Every lie that Shrek told, they looked to the fact that this ugly bitch hanging on the phone in 132 days. From how gross, disgusting, even down to the AIDS test that Brother Kate ran on me dozens of times. Does that make sense? Brother Kate tried to latch on to everything. Kate Middleton tried to latch on to everything that Shrek lied. Tried to latch on to everything that Shrek said. Tried to latch on to everything that Shrek lied. Kate Middleton has been latching on to everything that Shrek lied. I'm not starting this. I'm responding, is my point. There are three Middletons that suck William's dick. Carol Middleton sucked William's dick. Kate Middleton sucked William's dick. But there's another Middleton that sucked William's dick. Oh my God, I'm not lying. Clearly, I've sat on this for quite some time. I sat on this for quite a bit of time. Clearly, I've sat on this for a long time. But there is a third Middleton in the Middleton household that sucked William's dick. There's a third Middleton that sucked William's dick. There's a third Middleton that gave William oral sex. There's a third Middleton that got down on their knees and sucked William. I almost gave it away there. And gave William and sucked William's whole dick in their mouth. All right, now there's a third Middleton that got down on their knees and asked William, you know, can they suck their dick trying to be queen? All right, now whatever, right? All right, now there's a third Middleton. All right, now that sucked William's dick. Right, I said all right. Oh no, we have a song trying to give it away. But there's a third Middleton. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now that sucked William's dick. There's a third Middleton that launched, you know, that put William's whole dick in their mouth. There's a third Middleton that gave William oral sex. Not just Kate and Carol Middleton, they both sucked William's dick too. But there is a third Middleton that gave William oral sex. There's a third Middleton that sucked William's dick. There's three Middletons. Kate sucked William's dick. Carol Middleton sucked William's dick. And there's a third Middleton that sucked William's dick. Let's see any assholes say I have not been trying to be nice, right? And civil, right, Lord? You know. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, so I didn't start it. Right? Good morning. Thank you guys so much. All right, now fact check my ass. Thank you guys so much.